This is the brief on the August 26th Tekken Night Tech and gaming developments. Tonight, we're seeing how tech is just totally smashing traditional boundaries, showing us exactly why empowering creators and rethinking navigation really matters. First, Razer is completely democratizing game dev with their newly unveiled Razer Indie Lab. They're actually giving independent studios free access to AI-powered testing tools, haptics, and advanced audio kits. By using AI bots to simulate gameplay sessions, these smaller indie teams can now cut their testing overhead by a massive 70%. I mean, what if a tiny indie team had the testing muscle of a multi-million-dollar AAA behemoth? It's literally like giving a garage band the keys to a stadium sound system. Second, CD Projekt Red officially confirmed that The Witcher 4 is targeting a 2028 release. They've put over 500 senior devs to work on a custom Unreal Engine 5, promising a brand new protagonist and a super dynamic ecosystem. You know, with 500 specialists grinding for years, what does it actually take to reinvent open-world combat for 10th generation consoles? Finally, NASA just pulled off a massive win with its Lost in Space experiment, proving satellites can navigate deep space without any GPS at all. Using advanced sensors to navigate simply by measuring starlight and the pull of gravity, these satellites autonomously pinpointed their exact locations with sub-meter accuracy. That cuts power needs by 40% and makes them completely immune to electronic warfare. Just imagine navigating a cross-country road trip totally blindfolded, relying strictly on gravity and a map of the stars. So, from AI-powered indie games to a massive new Witcher saga, or satellites steering themselves by the stars, the future of exploration is absolutely happening on autopilot.